Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Turn It Up Tuesday on Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is going to be a crazy show. Not as crazy as Friday's show was, but, you know, each of my shows is crazy in its own way. Oh, shit. Yes, I just yawned in y'all ear. I'm sleepy as hell. I need to go to my bed at night, but I'm always up on the computer working and, you know, trying to get to that next level. So, tonight we're going to have Dylan from Making the Band on the show. He's going to call in around 10 or maybe a little later. He was traveling. He was on his way to Cincinnati, Ohio, and he was in D.C. So I will, like, a quarter till, like in about 10 minutes, I will text him to make sure he calls in at 10 o'clock and just get an ETA on what he's doing. And the topic is going to be an interesting topic. For those of you to know, I am Team Blackberry, and on Saturday morning, I happened to see a blast that one of my contacts had made, and the question was, hold on, I got to find it because I don't know it by heart. Okay, the topic is, if a lesbian is not attracted to men, then why are they attracted to women that look like, who look like men? And that's a question that everybody is like, okay, they want to know. So, you know, we had a discussion on Twitter, and a lot of people asked that question. Because me personally, a lot of times females would be like, oh, they've been dogged by a man, and then, you know, they're turned to a female because we're more understanding, we're more affectionate and compassionate. But at the same time, females are just as doggish as men. You know what I'm saying? It's been plenty of times I've gone to the emergency room, and the next thing I know, you know, two females come in, and the more manly female has beat the film up. And I'm just like, you know, my thing is, no matter what a man has done to you, you still need dick in the equation somewhere. Whether it's a real dick or a dildo, it's still in the form of a dick, and you still use it. Whether you strap up and, you know, use a strap on, you're still doing the act of a dick. So a lot of people are confused. Me, I'm confused because I can't see myself not having some dick in my life. You know, not all the time, but here and there. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. So we're going to take calls, and I'm going to be tweeting. A lot of people are hitting me up on my BBM and whatnot, and it's going to be a crazy-ass show. So before we start getting into a lot of stuff, I'm going to have start playing some music, and then we're going to come back in and get the show on the road. And again, this is Chalk Mommy. I'm doing my thing, and I don't know what I want to start out with. I don't know if I want to start out with Drag On, or if I want to start out with Manny, or if I want to start out with John Doe. Damn it. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Oh, you know what? Put Your Ass to Sleep by Nate.
Yogi on the track. Didn't think that I would get close. Unbuttoning your top button. No, I'm gonna remove your clothes. I'm the one you need, babe. The wetness dripping down your legs, all over my sheets, yeah. Just let it flow. Like this, cause the last nigga didn't get it in like this. Gonna work that body till you call it quits. I'ma put your ass to sleep. No need to be no pillow talking. Tomorrow you gon' have a hard time walking. Cause we gon' go a few rounds. You won't be safe by the pound or rest around.
Like this. dummies up. My money never went down, they say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition, street intuition. I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Here's VIP style, bring them bottles by the casing. Yeah, I bring them freaks out, swear to God Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living, they don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting, they ain't talking what I'm talking, they ain't bout it. Let's go. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La da da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Ay, John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Ay, and by the way, every day's a holiday. Ay, you had the game. You can say goodbye today. Ay. If you can front it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you gon' front me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shotty, not a K. A. But I said it backwards. I really should've said a AK. La 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 day. Get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga. Fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
Put Your Ass to Sleep by Nate. Then you heard Celebration by Dragon. Now I gotta play Do Something, and then we'll get back into the conversation.
Thank you. Before Dahlia got on.
First of all, y'all have to give a shout out to my mommy, Shy. She is like, Shade of Real, she is just like my motivation. She is behind a lot of the shit that I write besides the BK Dick. Just past memories made me write that, but
oh, I can't wait to put my two cents in on this topic.
Okay, the topic of the night is... As less, you know, hell, you know what the topic is. So,
yes, it's why lesbians don't like men, but they prefer chicks that look like dudes.
Yes.
I have quite a few lesbian friends, so actually I just went to the pool with a bunch of gay people this weekend. It was pretty fun. My girlfriend, Nora, is what you call a stud. She looks for all outward appearances like a dude, short haircut, dresses like a dude, and she prefers females that look feminine. Usually when a chick goes for a lesbian that looks like a man, it's because she still likes men, but she's been hurt by a man too much to actually deal with one.
I can see that, but... From my experience of hanging around femmes and studs, the studs tend to have the same mentality as a fucking dude.
But at the end of the day, she still has the same anatomy as you or I. Except for the fact most hardcore studs actually walk around with a strap in their pants. I have to say that. They walk around with a strap in their pants. They really, some of them really is OD with it and think they're dudes. This one chick that's married to a friend that I grew up with actually tried to holler at me this weekend. And that, no, it wasn't happening. Wasn't going down. I don't get down like that. I'm good.
because I get confused from male, male, female, female. Because it's like, you know, you don't want dick, but... Dick is always in the equation. when you use a dildo or a strap-on, it's an artificial dick. And then for the men, they'd be like, they don't want to fuck a female, they want to fuck a dude, but they fuck with a dude that's a femme that plays the female role. I'm like, why not just go get some pussy? Like, I'm just like, I'd be like all over the place with that one.
Well, theoretically, it's supposed to be a female can give better head because she has the same anatomy as you. I don't quite buy into all of that. First of all, I'm not gay. I've never have been gay. But every straight female has, in my experience, in your college days, you've gotten drunk and you've kissed your best friend or you've done whatever. That's not relevant. But I look at it like this. You rarely see, like you see in porn, two lipstick lesbians together. That's a rarity. There's always one male in the relationship and a female, regardless.
True.
I mean, like, somebody has to be the more dominant one, and that's usually deemed the male.
I mean, to me, I have ventured into that playground with the same sex, but it was for the gratification of my male partner. You feel me? Because, like, after you lick it, you got to stick it. And I didn't start using toys until November of 2011. So I wasn't having no parts and nothing but some real raw dick in me that spit. You know what I'm saying? Pow! You know what comes out. No hot water. No none of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, just raw, just, you know what I'm saying? I gotta have it. So, it's like, you know, with me being in prison, I saw a lot of females conforming into the gay lifestyle because there was no dick around. So, it was like the loneliness and the companionship and everything like that. So, for me, sitting back, looking at this, and then, you know, the studs coming on to me, and one was very aggressive, and I'm just like, boo, only thing you can do for me is introduce me to your brother or your daddy. Because you can't do anything for me. And then it's like, they got to the point where they made the dildos out of the maxi pads and the ace bandages and, you know, running trains on females, just like dudes would do or whatever. And I'm just like, wow. And
then, that's a little OD.
Yeah, even to the point where, yo, suck my dick, nigga. Yo, bitch, last time I checked, you sat down on the toilet like I did, and we shared, you know, you didn't have enough pads or tampons. I had to give them to you. I have never had a boyfriend where he asked me for a pad or a tampon. I'm just saying.
I think some of them really are, they OD with it. Because like I said, my girlfriend's wife is like OD with it, and she has a biological daughter of her own. So I'm like trying to figure out, are you this way, boo-boo, because like a dude wrecked you to this point? Or like were you always like this and it just took some incident in your life to bring it out in you? Because there's a lot of times where I go out with my girlfriends and I want to dress up and wear heels, so I dress like a dude. So people assume, like, you know, I got a polo and jeans and fresh kicks on, hair's braided back. People assume I'm a dyke and that's my chick. I don't feel the need to correct them, because at the end of the night, I know when I get home, I'm be going through my phone looking for dick, not coochie.
You know? I mean,
I find it interesting, because most of my friends are dudes. I really don't get along with too many females, and people either assume one or two things. I'm a dyke, or I'm fucking them all. So you kind of get used to it.
I can see that, because people outside looking in, they just want to have something to talk about or whatever. And it's crazy because me personally, I would like to speak to a female for her to tell me what happened in her life, for her to just be like, you know what, I don't want no real dick with no real balls swinging up against my pussy and my ass. I want some fake dick. I mean, I want to know what happened to make that transpire. Because me personally, I've been raped, I've been molested, and then I was like physically abused by a boyfriend. And when he got caught cheating, he cut me and was like, yo, I want some pussy, nigga, please. But it didn't make me turn to a female to satisfy my needs and feel like she was going to make it feel better. Because at the end of the day, you can't really find comfort in another female in a relationship thinking that she's not going to dog you like a man, because if it's in her nature to dog, whether it's a male or a female, she's going to do that. So I can't say that, oh, I'm going to be with Shay because I feel secure. She's a woman. She feels my pain, and we share the same things, and it's going to be okay. I don't have to worry about her hurting me. As long as you a motherfucking female with tendencies, you can fuck a nigga and be like, yo, I don't want pussy no more. I want a dick. You're going to hurt me because I'm all into you and you went to him. Or You might need another bitch and just be like, yo, this bitch is what I want. Her pussy got a different flavor than yours, and now I don't want us all to be in the bed together. I just want her. I don't want you no more. Then boom.
All pussy got a different flavor, though. Let's keep it real.
But then it's like after the female hurt you, what you got left? Dick.
Oh, you crazy.
You go back to dick. Now I'm bringing King Kahlo on to see what he has to say. And, you know, this is going to be quite interesting. Hi, King Kahlo. How are you?
How you doing? It's a fucking abomination. Like my people said, you know what I'm saying, that's with a certain community that I can't speak with, you know what I'm saying, speak on. It's like you're killing your bloodline willingly. You're killing off the future generations of the reason why, you know what I'm saying, this and that willingly. I understand if you don't want to have kids, that's understandable. But then you go to a female that's trying to interact or emulate a dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't like dick, but you use a strap on. Oh,
I love
you know
dick.
What I'm saying? A dude hurt me. But you know what I'm saying? You got a double dildo. You know, I hate all men. Why are you at a male store buying, you know, batteries for your dildo for you and your girlfriend? Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? It's contradictive. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like guys, bump coochies. Do what you do. You know, don't go with the act of, you know what I'm saying? And then what kills me about it is, you know, oh, men are so wrong. I've been hurt so many times, and, you know what I'm saying, I don't know how to trust y'all. What do you think men go through? You know what
I mean, like, but
like
it's more likely for a chick to be hurt and turn to another female than for a dude to be hurt and seek comfort in the arms of another dude.
It is a lack of strength. If you look at it, it's a lack of strength. It's a very lack of strength, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I want to go in comfort because, you know what I'm saying, so many guys, you know, hurt me and all this silly stuff. Females have hurt guys probably as worse, you know what I'm saying, as guys hurting females. It's equal on that plane. It doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, oh, I got hurt, now I'm going to go try another dude. Choke yourself to death, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, me personally, I have been hurt by men. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm at the point in my life where, no, I'm not going to turn the coochie. I'm going to smut you out and slut you out and keep it moving.
Word.
Do unto us. You're supposed to do unto others as they haven't done unto you.
Now,
that's
I'm doing unto others as they did unto other people. I done got revenge for all the niggas that did shit to me.
Oh,
I'm,
Lord.
I'm on another level.
I'm not...
What?
But see, this is what kills me. I'm not calling gay people an abomination. I'm not calling lesbian women an abomination. I'm calling the whole act of not being real with yourself an abomination. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call an abomination, which is against nature, which you are my enemy, because you're not true with yourself. If you don't like dick, rub coochie. Don't buy dildos. Don't buy double hand dildos. You know what I'm saying? Don't go with a girl that looks like a dude. Go with another female looks like a female. You know what I'm saying? That's not being true to yourself. You know, I don't do dick, but you have to play store buying a dildo for you and your girl and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, most of them try to dog out us men so bad that it's funny. Like, all of us are the, you know what I'm saying, the niggas that you chose. You chose that type of nigga and those types of niggas to do that type of shit, why are you complaining about it? Just like I chose these type of women to do shit to me. I'm not complaining about it. I just move on. I keep stepping. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think, per se, we go into it expecting a nigga to treat us a certain way. We go into it, feelings get involved, and situations change.
I understand that. But still, at the same time, you women have more strength than men, and y'all know this. And it feels like y'all know what I'm saying, y'all just using a weak alternative way to go out. And right now, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect. I respect real gay people. I don't respect the people going gay because of the trend. You got girls that never even tried, you know what I'm saying, a dude talking about I'm fully gay, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm with the Rainbow Society. Shut the hell up. It's funny to me. It's hilarious. You're choosing willingly to kill off your bloodline. And I respect people that understand what the definition of, you know what I'm saying, that means. If you're going with the same gender, you choose to kill off your bloodline. Willingly. Now, if you understand that, I respect you. To the fullest.
Well, I'm going to bring Dolly in, and, hey, boo!
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Dolly.
Hey, what's up? I heard a little bit, but I'm confused. Oh, y'all got to get me up to speed.
Bring her up to speed.
We talking about why lesbians don't like dick, but they still use toys, and there's always some type of phallic symbol involved in the relationship.
Hmm, okay.
There you go. Outstanding.
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't know. I'm not a lesbian. So.
Neither am I, but I have quite a few gay friends.
Okay. I mean, I guess it would be the feeling. I mean, I really don't know. Like, I mean, I would
prefer
dick.
It's because they want somebody that's the same. They want somebody that's the same. But if you look up, you know what I'm saying, different people get along because that's the way it is.
Opposite,
you know, negative and positive make a magnet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
not negative,
I guess it's
negative.
I mean, I guess it's all about, you know, what you're attracted to. And, I mean, if you're attracted to a female but you like the way a dildo feels, then I could understand how you could somewhat want the best of both worlds, but I mean,
I guess
that's the only thing it could be to me. I mean, I really can't elaborate on that.
I have toys. I have toys too. I don't have another female using toys on me. I use toys on myself because I'm choosing right now to be celibate, going on 8 weeks.
Really, that's not celibate.
So how is it different? It is. Masturbation is being celibate. You're playing with yourself. Ain't nobody else touching you or penetrating you, and the toys do not go inside.
Right, right. But it's still, you know what I'm saying, an act of, what they call it, fornication.
Yeah.
I know people in the FOI. That's really sad. They don't touch them, don't think nothing.
I mean, they don't focus on interracial relationships. Yeah, so that don't even, man, boy, bye. Hell no, bye. Nah.
I mean, me personally, I would prefer a real dick over a toy any day, and I would prefer dick over pussy. That's just me. I mean, really, on situations like this, all I can really say is do what you like. Do what you feel. I mean, nobody can tell you what you like. Nobody can tell you what to do with your life. Whatever consequences come along with that, then just be ready to face those consequences and, you know, just be true to yourself. Like old dude was saying, you know, all the people who go out and trend and say they're gay and they're really not.
Next time.
All the people who are, you know what I'm saying, just trying to go along with the trend and then the next day they're not. I mean, I don't feel like you become... I don't feel like you become gay or bisexual or whatever overnight.
Well,
I feel like, I mean, any gay friends that I've had, they've told me that they've liked the opposite sex since as long as they could remember. They just were too afraid to act on it because it was wrong. Or they grew up in churches and things like that. But any gay friends that I have, I mean, from age 5, they would say, you know, okay, at the time I wasn't really attracted to nobody, but once I did start getting sexual feelings, I realized it was for the same sex. So, I mean, that's really...
I do not think it's a trend to pretend to be something you're not, though.
Lots of people do.
No, I think in the long run it's wrong, and you're going to eventually suffer for it.
I mean, I agree, but, I mean, people still follow trends that are wrong. I'm not saying it's cool, but that's what they think. They think it's cool. A lot of girls that are now married with kids and, you know, don't go the other way were so-called lesbians and bisexuals in high school. It was a trend, and people were doing it because they thought it was cool. Do I agree with it? No. I'm from San Francisco, California. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, gay people, they fight for their gay rights and shit like that. And then when you have people just pretending to be something they're not, it's disrespectful to them, and they don't like that. It's very disrespectful.
In my high school, we didn't go through that.
We didn't go through that up here either. There was like one gay kid the whole entire time I was in school. Now all of a sudden they got
that was known, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure there were more gay people than that, but
it's like now
nobody spoke on it, I'm sure.
But see, you got to think about it, because there's a big gauge difference with us. It's like when we were in high school, it's like, you know, you got drunk, you may have experimented with your best friend, blah, 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 but it was nothing like young kids now. Young kids just like, fuck it, I'm gay, this is me, you going to fucking accept it. And I wouldn't say that it's a trend, it's just that they're more comfortable and they're just putting it in your face now. Like middle school, you know, in middle school, never heard of that. High school, never heard of that. In college, that's when people started experimenting.
Coming out and stuff.
And being like, oh, me and my best friend, we got drunk one night, and we did this, and we did that. And before we go any further, I got to just say, I don't know what the hell King Hollow be on sometimes, but that FOY, Fruit of the Nation, and all the other stuff like that, don't come on my show with that bullshit, because they views is, like, out of order. That's right. Some of that shit is crazy. And then, I can't even respect you because you was on another person's show, swooping, and then Friday night, you a neutral nigga. Either you gonna be one or the other. Don't let motherfuckers change you. You got a lot of people scratching their head about you, so you kind of suspect with your views and your thoughts. But getting back to what we was talking about, yeah, like, I got a phone call at 3:30 in the morning about that nigga. Like, yo, did I just hear what I heard? I was wondering about that same shit. So, you know, to me, I was brought up with fornication is having sex before you're married.
Yes.
You said fornication?
Yes. So
yeah,
I don't know where he came out with fornication
how
from.
How it was for me is any type of penetration. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, if you're a virgin and you use a toy, that could potentially pop your cherry. I mean, my thing is, you know, pretty much all those things, you're not supposed to think about those things and everything like that until you're married, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, sometimes you can't help what your mind thinks. So you really just have to take everything into context in your own way. I mean, what one person, you know, somebody can read the Bible and read it a certain way, and another person can read it the same exact words and get a different thing from it. So, I mean, that's why, you know, sometimes it's okay to share religious views, but at the same time, it's okay to disagree with each other as well, because not everybody is going to get the same thing from it. So, you know, learn what you learn, know what you know, and apply it to your life. You know, share your thoughts. Right. And, of course, share your thoughts, but, you know, trying to argue someone down, that's what I'll never do. I'll never do that. I mean, I'll share my opinion, I'll share my thoughts, and if at the end of the situation I didn't change your mind, then, you know, that's on you, you know, but that's really all you can do. Politics and religion is the worst thing to get into with people, because it always turns bad. And I think it's funny when you speak religion with people and they get upset and then they start cussing. Why are you talking about religion and you acting a fool right now?
Well, see,
to me, that's just crazy.
Preacher,
And I asked him, was playing with a dildo fornication, and he really couldn't give me a straight answer.
No, he couldn't.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you have priests who are fucking little boys. So,
exactly.
I mean, not everybody who reads the word and study. I mean, the devil knows the Bible back to back, too. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's why you just have to take it into context for yourself and hope that it's right. Pray about it and move on. So, I mean,
yeah,
me
personally.
Yeah,
the old masturbate. He's like, oh, well, that's not really being celibate. I was like, people masturbate and are still considered celibate. What is he talking about?
Yeah, I mean, there's different versions of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
He's just special.
He's
special. That's all it is. He's just like one of those special people that is a Blog Talk Radio show stalker. Okay? He'll call up on everybody's show and whatever. So, to me, it's like, I try to be nice, let people in, you know, special people need love too or whatever. And it's like, sometimes a motherfucker will work your nerves where you got to put your foot down and whatnot. So, for him to...
All right, ladies, I'm going to cut this chat short. My ride to my movie came.
Oh,
it was an interesting topic.
Hit me on BBM.
I will talk, no doubt. Good night,
Nadia.
Bye. Good night, Chuck. Bye.
Good night.
But it's like, for me, you're right. Politics and religion is something that people are never going to see eye to eye.
Eye to eye on, yeah.
But do have some that will try their damnedest to put their opinion on you. Like, somebody is pushing you underwater, and they bring you up for air. Then they ask you a question. If you still get them the same damn answer, they push your motherfucking ass back down.
Yeah, and I mean, and I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I let people know, this is simply how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I let people know at the beginning, you know, there's nothing you can say to change my mind. I'm going to listen to you, and if something you say sparks my mind, then great. But if not, you know... And I think that's very important, being open-minded when you're talking to people about certain situations, because not everybody is going to feel the same way. Not everybody is going to, you know, have the same views. People were brought up different and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I definitely feel you on that one.
I'm going to play this new song called She Rockin' It by Blood Raw. And it's a nice little song. I got to hand it up to my little pop belly homie. Blood Ball, she rocking it. Oh, damn. Here come a commercial. Hold on.
The world's finest bourbon.
Thank you. Here it comes.
I seen the mama on the dance floor, then she was dropping in, and she got her heels on, I like the way she popping in, the way she dropping low, baby girl, she be rocking it, a whole car watch her shawty bashing, oh, she rocking it, rocking it, she rocking it, baby girl, you rocking it, she rocking it, she rocking it, shawty got her heels on, she rocking it, she rocking it, you drop it, girl, don't stop it, she rocking it, she rocking it, the whole club watching it.
She rockin', she rockin', she rockin'.
see me rocking it. The whole club watching, started bashing. Oh, she rocking it, she rocking it, she rocking it. Baby girl, you rocking it, she rocking it, she rocking it. Shawty got the heels on, she rocking it, she rocking it. Drop it, girl, stop it, she rocking it, she rocking it. The whole club watching it.
So what did you think about that song, Dahlia?
It's cool.
I actually, I like it. He got this one song, oh, shit, we'll get back to that in a minute. Hold on.
Hello, 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 Quad.
Hi, baby, how the fuck are you? I miss hearing your voice. You be coming in out the country and you don't love me anymore.
For real, I do love you. Come on. Of course I love you, but listen, here's the thing. I'm literally, I didn't even call up my people who I'm supposed to be the promoters and everything else. I just got off the plane. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. As I got off the plane, you're the first person I'm calling.
Go handle your business. The show is over at 11:30, so just call back in before 11:30, because, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
All right, so let me cycle in into the city, and before 11:30, I'll give you another call for sure.
If not, I'm just going to beat you up and tell everybody that you're paying about 5 stacks for pussy now, and then he took up an application.
make it 10 for you, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Okay,
Or do you want to set this off for another day so that we got the whole time?
Yeah,
you
want to
do that?
How about a week from today?
If you do it this week, is great. If you do a week from today, it's perfect. You got it. I'm all yours 100%. I don't got to divide the time with nobody. I'm all yours. You can lock me up, everything.
Oh, shit. I see a shirt coming in the mail.
What happened?
I see a Dylon T-shirt coming in the mail this week to make this up to me.
And a CD. That, text me your stuff. You see your address so I can send you a CD, too.
Ooh, and some little sperm drops would be nice on the shirt. Not just
you see, now you get them a yard and they take a mile, you see? You're the worst. Listen, so all right, so next week it's a go, and text me all your personal info so I can do that for you. But definitely as far as the show, I got you for next week this time. This day.
Okay, got you.
All right, bless up, baby.
Bye.
Thank you. Later.
Dolly, you're such a bad influence on me.
Why?
I don't know. That was Dylon, and he at least he called in, and we're going to reschedule him for next Tuesday, and I get a T-shirt out of it. I'll make sure he sends me two, one for you, boo-boo, you and your triple D cup.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I wish. Shut up. You were so foolish, but I love it.
Oh, I love you too. So, what's been going on?
Girl, too much. Two shows couldn't even explain.
Oh, damn.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for my studio guy to send me back my video.
Uh-oh.
Of the prank call. With Willis?
Oh, Mr. I'm a nut in your hair and ear.
And he made sure he got that last one in your ear. And he's like, I busted out on the wall.
I'm like, excuse me, motherfucker. You don't disrespect my house like that. You're not about to just come and bust on my wall.
You on the wall at a swingers club. Like, you supposed
girl.
To come behind them. Why are you shooting on the wall?
Who knows? Because it's Willis.
You must have just got super, duper excited.
Like, must have.
That's all I can think of.
That, me too.
Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna call people that I actually fuck with and say hi. And you know how people just be like, they're calling in, they call in to check in on people and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to call the person who we just played their song. Hope he answers the phone because he don't know the
number. You so stupid.
They don't think I'm prank calling them. No, these are serious calls. So.
You can introduce everybody to your co-host.
Yes, because he's coming on soon. So let me see.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, that's, you know, we always get them scared before they come on the show.
Yeah, let me see if he answers. 6839. Okay, hold on.
You're so silly.
Leave a damn voicemail.
Yo.
Hey.
What up?
Blubber, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. What's happening with it?
Nothing. This is Chalk.
What's happening?
Nothing. I just played your song on the show and I just had to call you. I decided to do something different. No, I'm not prank calling you or nothing like that. But, yeah, I just played She's Rocking It, and I just had to talk to you just a little bit, because if I'm not mistaken, I think you're coming on the show in a week or two, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
We have to look at your we got to get with your personal planner or something like that, because I spoke with Mel today.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
And he was shocked that we knew each other.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mhm. You know I'm about to do a little remix to Yo, She Rocking It, right?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
What you gonna do to it?
Woo! I'm gonna give it a little spin to it. It's gonna be real cute, and then I'm gonna upload it on YouTube. And when I upload it on YouTube, it's gonna automatically be on World Star Latino, so all them Spanish mommies can come to you and wait for you to jump off the dresser with your sneakers on.
That's what's up.
And you can meet my new co-host, Dahlia. I mean, I know you might be in the studio or something, so this is just a little to let you know that I'm watching you kind of phone call.
That's what it is.
And we still gonna fight when I see you.
It's all good. Ain't no pressure.
Oh, and I saw the video about the snapback, and you had the forces on, and you had your wife beater on. You was looking real sexy in there.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh,
I'm trying to catch you when you come.
Glad to know that.
Huh?
I said I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I did a lot of homework today when I was on the phone with Mel. I love shocking people. And so now that he knows that we know each other, he coming with the homeboy hookup. So, you know, I have to look out for you. And then also, I'm going to put you in the summer issue of Chocolate City Magazine. So I'm going to send you over interview questions and everything that you got going on. You know how I do with promoting your movement and everything.
Right. That's what's up, Neil.
Yeah, so I just had to show you a little bit of love and whatnot. I didn't mean to disturb your busy schedule because I know you're always working. And congratulations on signing to Big Cat, you know, going in partnership back in May. I didn't even know.
Yeah. Partnership, not signing, partnership.
Yeah, partnership. Yes,
keep,
I read
keep that right.
Because you a hard worker. And you bringing your movement with their movement, and it's making it a bigger conglomerate. You know what I mean? It's like unity.
Right, for sure.
So So now, you know, some of them bubblegum rappers that's on their label can see a true nigga work. And either step up or get the fuck on.
That's real.
Yes. So I'm not going to hold you up much longer. I just have to say, you know, I love your little chocolate ass. And
that's what it is. We're gonna put it down for real when I come on the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because we have unfinished business.
All right, that was what's up.
Okay, y'all heard Blood Raw agree to the unfinished business. That's an open-ended statement. I didn't tell him what kind of business it is, but you in trouble now.
Yeah, I hear you.
You have a good night, sweetie.
All right.
Bye. Dolly, you a fool.
Why?
Because everything that I do tonight is your fault.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you're going to be my...
I see.
My escape goat. Yeah, now...
I'll be that. I'll be that. But everybody knows the truth. But okay.
What's the truth?
I'm not no influence on you.
Huh?
In no shape, form, or fashion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Am I?
Man, I swear I wish I had been.
You wish what?
My online booty call. Yeah, I mean, that's for motherfuckers that's looking for dick. I mean, looking for pussy. And, you know, they don't know that they're not getting none from me, but, you know. I have to. Yeah. And you missed. I played Do Something.
Did you?
Yes, I sure did. It made me think about doing something to some people.
Aw, hell.
Yeah, I did. You know what? I'm going to play a throwback classic. And, shit, you know what, I can't even think of the fucking song. That's how bad it is. I mean,
uh-oh.
Like, damn, how in the fuck is this even possible?
How does it go?
If I tell you, it won't be a surprise.
Well, if you don't tell me, you may not even know what the hell you're going to play.
Damn. You know what? Shit. It was by Pretty Ricky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... Oh, never mind. Aha!
Oh, God.
Here is the throwback classic of the day. No help to Dahlia.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got new shoes on the ride. Yes, sir. Rolling down 95. Yes, sir. You can see in my eyes. Yes, sir. And I'm looking for a cutie pie. Yes, sir. We ain't gotta make love. Yes, sir. We can just cut love. Yes, sir. But if she wants me to beat it up, yes, sir. Then damn it, I'll beat it up. Yes, sir. My body, your body's burning. My body, your body's burning. My body, your body's burning. My body. I don't know why. Nobody. The ladies on my baby blue the sticker. They take me and rape me and make me their victim. I think of it free, of it they married, I think. She won't.
all tag. Old master best getting rugs in his bag. Spectac with the bad chick in the back, trying to beat it up like an everlast punching bag. Hotter than a bitch with biscuit out the oven. Your baby mama go on missions to get this loving. We kissing and hugging, she never pick up phone up. You be looking for while we doing the grown up. She complain when she catch fast steps, but she love when she get the back to back orgasms. Yes, sir, the game is automatic. Even to them one time, they come back like had it.
I do shoes on the ride.
Yes, sir.
Rolling down 95.
Yes, sir.
You can see in my eyes.
Yes, sir.
Looking for a cutie pie.
Yes, sir.
We gotta make love.
Yes, sir.
And we can just cut love.
Yes, sir.
But if she wants me to beat it up.
Yes, sir.
Damn it, I'll beat it up.
Sometimes, I mean, you know, it's really all I could say about that one.
You know, it's okay. It's quite all right because we learned from that some men use YouTube to come out of the closet. And then go back in.
Oh God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. Now I fucked your chick. You know, with a name like that, you gotta answer this question about being why are lesbian men that are not attracted, that don't want to be with a man, are attracted to women that look like men?
Wait.
Why are lesbians attracted to studs, pretty much?
if they don't like dick?
I have no idea. I want to know that answer too. I cannot answer that because it kind of defeats the purpose of you being a goddamn lesbian in the first place. Like, why would you want to date a girl that looks like a guy? You might as well go straight. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I never got that, so I can't answer that question. Y'all gonna have to answer a lesbian that dates a stud.
I think I have that to answer that question. She probably can't answer it either.
I don't know.
It's like, I don't know. I be asking myself the same thing, and then it just goes back to, you know, females, supposedly we know how to satisfy. You know, we know what each other wants, and, you know, head better, females and stuff like that. And then that just goes back to me being a double standard bitch. Like, I'm not about to tell a man, oh, you suck dick better than me because you know what a man like. I can't see that. I can be like, a female can do better than a man, and a female can do better than a man. So we eat pussy better than a man, and we suck dick better than a man. That's just how I feel. That's double standard, but hey, guess what? That's the U.S. That's how it is in the United States. Double standards in the world.
I don't like double standards. Like, it really gets on my nerves at certain, like, to a certain extent. Like, some of the double standards don't even make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
I think so. Like, you know, as far as double standards, like, you know, if a guy fucks so many bitches, he's a player. Or if a girl do it, she a hoe. And, you know, stuff like that. It's like, okay, double standards like that to me, you know, is stupid. But, I mean, at the same time, it is what it is, you know. There's nothing we can do about it.
The man is a hoe, too. If you put so many girls, like, if you can't keep count, really, you a hoe, too.
Mm-hmm.
You just as much as a hoe if a girl can't keep count of who she fucking with.
Yeah. You right?
But I can count on one hand. Well, no, not a lot. That made me lie. Well, the girls don't count to me because I don't...
But the girls don't count to you.
Well, because to me, they not really. We only fingering and eating each other out. But
that's still sex. I mean, that's still.
Well, yeah, that
I feel
is
like,
still sex. But I'm talking about like dudes. To me, I can count on one hand how many dudes I fuck.
But you can fuck a whole bunch of two girls can fuck a whole bunch of girls and still be nasty or be considered a hoe, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think you should.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I think including all sexual partners.
See, I don't know.
But I mean, then again, I've never heard of somebody being considered a hoe because she got her pussy ate by a whole bunch of different dudes, though. Like, I've never heard that, or I've never heard, oh, this girl's a hoe because such and such fingered her. You know what I'm saying? So,
I
don't really know.
That doesn't count to me.
Huh?
Getting eaten out by a whole bunch of dudes, that don't count to me either. That hoe, like, she received,
I mean,
makes her a hoe about that. Like,
well,
dude,
I mean, to me, I don't like exchanging fluids with a lot of random people, whether it be kissing, whether it's sucking dick, eating pussy, like, you know, you can still get diseases from that, too. So I guess technically it just depends on what you consider. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as, okay, well, what are the chances of you getting pregnant or what are the chances of you catching a disease? You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as how many people you've been with. Like, if you just get, you know, you got your pussy ate by, like, 15 dudes within a couple months, then it's like, okay, well, okay, you know, are you really on a personal level with these niggas, or you just got random niggas just eating your pussy? You know what I'm saying?
That shit is it.
Exactly.
Well, the girls that I know, I can't, okay, the girls that I know them, all of them. I just can't count them on, like, right now, like, right then and there. You know how you can count how many sexual partners you have with the man, like, 3? I can't count how many girls because most of them were all at the same time. So, and I'll probably get confused. So, it's probably, like, 3-4 at a time.
I mean, like me, I could see if you were like 50 or 60 or something like that, and you count, like, you trying to think way back, like, okay, well, let's see, you know, and count people like that. But I mean, as far as our age, you should, I mean, your memory should still be pretty clear. But, hey, I mean, it just really depends, because, I mean, I know girls who have fucked a lot of dudes, but at the same time, you know, nobody walks around slandering their name. You know what I'm saying? Nobody slandered their name, and she still has, like, a really good relationship with the dude she's been with. Like, you know, they're still friends. If she needs something, she could still hit him up at any time. So it's like, okay, does that make her a hoe? I guess it just depends. Like, what is everybody consider a hoe?
Yourself.
Yeah. What do people consider a hoe? What could you possibly do to make you be a hoe?
I don't know.
And guys are quick to say, "Oh man, that girl a hoe. I asked her to suck my dick on the first night and she did it." So does that make you a hoe because you let a hoe suck your dick? Aren't you just as nasty because you let a hoe put her mouth on your dick? Huh?
Yeah, you all do. How you gonna let a random whore put her, like, for real, how you gonna let some random chick put her mouth on your shit? You don't even know her, probably don't even know her real name, probably know her nickname, and you probably...
They call me Candy. Right. Like,
you gonna come out with something. If you fuck with a random person. Now, if you know this girl, that's different, because you probably know who she's been with, maybe.
But see, this is the thing. What about people who have been in relationships for 2 years and they're fucking somebody and they got something and they don't know, you know? You can't really tell. You can't look at somebody and be like, oh, that person got a disease, or that person got, you know, don't have a disease. That's somebody could fuck a whole bunch of people and never catch a disease, and then one person could fuck one person or only had 2 partners in their life and then they catch a disease. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's so many...
There's so many ways.
Yeah, there's so many factors included. Like, I don't know. To me, like, okay, do y'all consider Marilyn Monroe a hoe?
I don't know what Marilyn Monroe did. I hear stories that she...
Marilyn Monroe was that chick. She was that chick.
Like, people, you know, people envy her because she was so damn pretty. Like, I don't know if it's true that she was fucking with JFK, but they said they had a thing going on. Don't nobody know what was really going on between them two. But them too.
Yeah.
And she had orgies and shit with him. And
I mean, to me, it's like, without, you know, we really don't know because we weren't there. But at the same time, that's one hoe who got recognition. She's an icon. I mean, to me, if she did do all the stuff people say, then she out there. But my thing is, if you going to be a hoe, then you need to be the right type of hoe. If you going to be giving up pussy for free, you need to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you giving up your pussy, make sure you getting something out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Marilyn Monroe is like a fucking icon. People talk bad about her and whatever else, but that bitch made money, and
she
was about her shit. She made money. She did a lot of stuff. She was a fucking entrepreneur.
Yes, she
and
was.
All these girls.
She wasn't like Superhead.
Huh?
She wasn't like Superhead.
Exactly. Superhead, or what's that other broad's name who got deported and shit?
Oh,
Cat Stacks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on now. Y'all bitches fucking, and to me it's like, you know, they want to sit there and talk about, oh, I fucked this nigga, he ain't got no money and this and that, but you fucked him, and, you know, why are you just fucking a random nigga if he ain't got no money? Why are you just giving up pussy to broke ass niggas?
Right.
Like, that make you look dumb. I could more so understand she's a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, she's a gold digger. She give her pussy, and she gets benefit out of it. But what do you get out of this except the fact of just saying, oh, I did this person, I did that person?
Ooh.
Regardless as to who you fucked or whatever, these niggas are still getting money. Everybody you blasted still get money, not paying you no fucking mind, and where you at? Anybody know where Cat Stacks at?
Huh?
No.
Not even. Nope. Her ass down somewhere, wishing like she should have did the right thing and stopped putting motherfuckers on blast and getting them.
Exactly. Like, my thing is, what makes you think that you were so big and bad that you could put all these niggas on blast and think you just about to walk around safe? You better need to have a hiding spot. Because, first of all, niggas will kill you. You fuck up their money, motherfuckers will kill you.
But at the same time, you got to look at them for being that dumb. A bitch will only do what you allow them to do.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, those artists, but at the same time, they don't give a fuck because they're still getting money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knew who she was until she started coming out talking about it. So it's not like they could be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure they was like, oh, that's that bitch Cat Stacks. This person fucked, that person fucked. I'm sure I could fuck. But at the same time, I'm sure they wasn't like, okay, this is going to be the bitch that blasts our business. You know what I'm saying? These people fuck groupies all the time, and, you know, groupies don't ever say shit. It's never really an issue.
Because they're probably getting something on the side. So they can
exactly.
Set up, because anybody, like, it could be an undercover groupie with a mini camera in her purse or somewhere on her, recording everything. Best believe she probably getting some type of money.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a hoe, you better be a goddamn high-class hoe. I'm sorry.
Exactly, and you better be fucking smart about it, because you can't fucking play with people's money. You can't play with people's careers. You can't play with people's family. That's shit that will have you missing, a.k.a. where the fuck is she? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. And then, you know, you're trying to put these niggas on blast, but yet you're blasting yourself for fucking all these dudes.
That's considered a hoe because she's ignorant about her shit.
Exactly. It's ignorant. You look stupid. You look nasty. Come on now. Come the fuck on. Like, I'd rather be that bitch that, you know what I'm saying, got her own shit and don't need nothing from the next motherfucker.
Oh, Big Crip said Kim Kardashian and J-Lo is a hoe.
You said what?
Kim Kardashian and J-Lo.
I feel like they're doing what they can do to keep their career going. A lot of times in Hollywood, people sit down, they have these meetings, and they be like, okay, well, your career is not going where it needs to be, but this person's career is booming right now. So if y'all two get together, then y'all could get a lot of publicity and people will pay attention to you. They have these meetings. Why do you think all these people have adopted as kids? Because they're not fucking each other.
At a meeting, and they told her to make a fucking fuck tape with Ray J. And
well,
how does your private video
get leaked?
I've never put Kim in the same category
as J-Lo knows. Because J-Lo, she's a singer. She has a career. She still has her career.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when the Kardashians came, who were they?
But before
Kim K is a
fucking she was a dancer in Living Color. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was a dancer, and then what? And then it was acting and then singing?
Because
I believe, didn't Selena come out first before she started singing?
No, she was more so dancing, then she started fucking with Puffy, then she started fucking with somebody else. And she was making
I'm talking about her acting as far as that, because way before she started fucking with Puffy, she did Selena, the movie.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying? Then she did her song, If You Have My Lovin'. You know what I'm saying? That was like when I was like little. I was in elementary school when that came out. That was before Puffy.
She was probably singing that to Puffy.
And I don't know. And then she's so-called so real, because I'm real. And then she just turned into a complete white lady.
Nah, that bitch was not real, because if she was really real, when that shit happened at the club, that hoe would have been a stand-up chick.
Right.
Girl, but half these bitches ain't no stand-up chicks in life in general. So you can't, you really can't.
The one stand-up bitch that was wrong, but she was still stand-up about her shit, was Remy Ma.
Is she still
in jail? Even though she was wrong, she still kept it true. She still had to go through whatever. Even though the girl didn't have whatever it is she said she stole, she still had to do it dirty. I guess she felt like she had to live up to that Terror Squad name.
I mean, I don't know the whole story behind that. I don't know, but...
Yeah, she accused the chick of stealing something from her. The chick said she didn't have it. Remy Ma slapped her up and stabbed her up. I mean, so, you know, I don't know. She's like, lean back.
Well, that bitch who got stabbed should have leaned back, and maybe she wouldn't have got stabbed in the back.
Maybe she should have said nothing in the first place. She never did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. I don't care if it's a motherfucking piece of gum.
Like, what the hell?
I don't care if you steal a fucking piece of gum. If you steal from me, I'm going to fuck you up, point blank.
Like,
that's just, you don't do that. It's disrespectful.
Why would you try to steal from a rapper? Like, she be talking about crazy shit, too. So what makes you think that you...
Well, because people talk all the time, and you can't... I don't know. People are fucking crazy. People are crazy. People don't have common sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. The same reason why people in the movies go out to the fucking wilderness to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go out, oh, I have no cell phone reception here. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying? The same reason why. Because people are fucking out of their mind. They're stupid.
But you know, going out in the wilderness, right?
That's some good fucking, though. Because just think about it. You are under the
sun.
And you're close to the earth, you know what I'm saying? And you're in tune with nature, and fucking is an act of nature. So
look, I'm in tune with nature every month, and her name is Mother Nature. I'm in tune with that bitch every month. If we want to go fuck somewhere in the wilderness, I'll get an app on my phone with wilderness sounds. Fuck the bullshit. Because it ain't worth Jason Voorhees coming and chopping my ass up. Ain't no dick worth that. So, hey.
Nah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
This is what you need right here. This is what you need right here. This is what your man needs to do. He needs to give you a fucking heart attack. That's what he needs to do. Yo, I'm looking for some dick to give me a heart attack. Take it away, Trey. Damn it, hold on. I swear, I can't do shit right. Shut up.
Hold on, y'all. I'm getting a call on my other line. Hold on.
Turn the lights on. And I'm in awe. Never been here before.
News break, then I'll get back into the song. Sorry for the interruption. I was just corrected. She didn't stab her. She shot her. Thanks, Big Crip. Back to the song.
Go to Yugoslavia and find a man or some shit, but well, how's that helping me? How is that yodeling shit helping me? Like, I just feel like, I don't know, maybe he might be louder than me in bed.
Oh, wow. I had one of those. He was from Harlem, girl. Like,
yeah, I remember you told me.
You know what's crazy is? One day.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
I called my sister. He was on my website, and I didn't know what he was listening to. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you listening to? He's like, yo, that's that nigga you was with from Harlem. I'm like, damn, can you turn the volume down? He's like, yo, ma, it is down. I'm like, yo, he was the bitch that night, huh?
Wow. I have a t-shirt idea, Chalk, that I'm going to run past you.
Really?
Mhm. And I absolutely think you're gonna love it. No, I absolutely know you will. And I think that this shirt idea is definitely called for boy short and thong pictures. Just because. But we have to get the shirts going. But I know you're gonna love it. Great idea.
I like shirts.
Am I the t-shirt and draws girl, because I'm on Instagram like that? I mean, yes, I love t-shirts and.
I mean, that's all I wear at home, like t-shirt and my panties on. Adina Howard in this bitch.
Yeah, people be like commenting or hitting me up on my like, yo, I seen your picture on Instagram. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. I mean, that shit I have to wear. I have to wear drawers and, you know.
I mean, you don't have to. You can. I mean, it's always a choice. You don't have to wear. I only wear them on, like, the days of the beginning of the week. When it gets towards the end of the week, my drawers just come off. I'm just kidding.
You know what? I have no comment.
Good idea.
You are so crazy.
I know. You must be texting or tweeting.
Nah, I'm actually speaking to a record label. You know, I'm working. Doing all kinds.
Working while you're working?
Yes, working while I'm working. I need to, was it, twist a while I twerk, some shit like that. I need to learn how to twerk. That's one thing I do need to.
Learn how to twerk?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you don't know how to.
You don't know how to make that ass wiggle, jiggle. You just act like you're on a dick, and then that's how you twerk.
Yeah.
You just fucking imaginary dick, and that's twerking.
Really?
Pretty much. You just make that ass bounce, make it clap. I'll send you a video.
Listen to, see, these are automatic, these are like professional fuckers on the line, so they're giving me advice.
I mean, hell, Chuck, you should be the best twerk of them all. Like,
I feel flattered. Yes, thank you so much.
We should have people send in twerk videos.
Mm.
Okay, never mind. Bad idea.
You know what? Yeah, and I can feature them on the site.
Huh?
And I can feature them on the site. And they have to have a blue sign about Chakra City and put Chak Mommy and Dahlia in there. Yeah.
I definitely think so. And you know what, Chak? We should, like, do you ever, like, make YouTube videos of, like, your view on certain things? Like, do you have YouTube videos like that?
Well, no, because I'd probably get banned. I'd be done said the wrong shit.
Oh, I guess you can't. Can you get banned off of YouTube? I guess
no.
So. I mean, I know people be saying some pretty stupid stuff. I mean, like, Cat Sack videos is on there, and she be talking stupid.
You know how I am. I talk about everybody. And them motherfuckers probably be like, because I woke up this morning and I actually thought my Facebook page got banned because me and my daughter are beefing with this chick or whatever, and the chick violated and called my grandkids ugly. Yo, my daughter.
Whoa, like, what? You don't talk about fucking.
And on her, she was like, how the fuck you going to call my kids ugly? You got 4 kids and you don't even have them. You don't even post up of your pictures. She called.
Wow.
She called the lady Harriet Tubman and her husband Papa Smurf. So my daughter was just like, yo, when I see you, you already know what it is. She said, I got something for you, RuPaul, bitch. My daughter gonna beat the fuck out of her. Now, that's one of the ones, like, if my daughter swings, I'm automatically swinging. Because then she's like, oh, your mom is 80 posting pictures of. She's like, you're just mad because my mom looks better than you, and you're, like, 30-something looking old as fuck.
She did not call you 80. Really, bitch?
Yes.
Fuck out of here.
and see me, you would think that I was the youngest one.
I believe it.
But what people don't understand is, like, for real, we have slick mouths in this family. So you can, like, say shit and not think that somebody is going to say anything. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
It's like Facebook, any social media networks will get you fucked up. Twitter will get you fucked up, and Facebook is about to get this bitch fucked up. And I'm not even going to feel bad. You know what I'm saying? So for anybody that's listening that may know this bitch, check up on your back child support. How the fuck you a mother and you owe back child support for your kids? Bitch, you bow.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you owe back child support?
How the fuck you even owe child support and you a mama?
Exactly.
Because that bitch don't got her kids. That's why. I mean, I feel like this. If you're not going to do whatever it takes to take care of your fucking kids, don't have them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and at that point, as soon as that kid, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I just don't understand, like, how you know, these motherfuckers is grown, and they having all these fucking kids, and they not taking care of the one or two that they already got, but yet they having more kids. Come on now. Seriously, like, get your shit together. You know you broke. If that's the case, you don't need to be fucking then. Broke people should not be allowed to fuck.
And then, if that's the case, how the fuck you gonna have a husband that fucking supports you and you don't got your four kids? What kind of man would marry a bitch that don't even take care of her kids?
The same type of bitch, the same type of motherfuckers who would marry a nigga who don't take care of his kids, or the same, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, he don't give a fuck about them kids either. Obviously.
Exactly. These people don't give a fuck. People don't give a fuck. They don't care. It's just one less problem for them, so to
speak.
Exactly.
That's it, bullshit.
That's crazy. I wish I would.
I mean,
I wish the fuck I would. I'm not going to talk to any motherfucker who don't respect my kids and respect what the fuck I got to do for my kids can kiss my ass and be about their way.
That's
don't even breathe my way.
I can't see myself being with a man that has kids that don't talk about him and don't have pictures and stuff like that. And then I can honestly say in the last year, I've only seen, in the last year, I've only seen one ugly baby. And it's like that child just lets me know that the two motherfuckers that fucked the half her should never fucking have another kid and it again.
Yeah.
I've never seen a baby that looked like Donald Duck that's black with bibs. With duck.
I have one of my friends has an ugly baby, but I just never said nothing. But she takes care of that child. But she don't have a connection with her own child. And
but
I don't understand why she don't have a connection with her child.
Even
though her baby is
forever.
A little on the ugly side.
It won't be ugly forever. It might grow up to be a beautiful child. Or it can have a pretty personality. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ladies, when y'all pregnant, I'm telling you, y'all better not be laughing and picking at motherfuckers because y'all child gonna come out looking like that. Me, I was blessed. I talked about everybody.
But you know what? I did. And I just can't. I talked about so much. I talked about people when I was pregnant. I did.
But your baby came out beautiful. That's a beautiful little fat baby.
Well, he came out of my vagina, of course. Anything that goes in and comes out is obviously going to be blessed. But I'm just kidding. But you know what? I've already established the fact that mentally he's a nut. Like, he's a nut job, like me. So, I mean, that's just it. He's a cute-ass baby, but he's fucking crazy and he will fucking hurt you. I've already established the fact. So we're just going to have to work with him because he already has a temper. Like, today me and Moles was cuddling up in the bed and shit like that. My son goes out of his way to get on our bed and to move his dad's arm off of me. And he's just sitting there mean mugging the hell out of Mose. Like y'all have no idea. Mose was knocked out. He didn't know what was going on. So he had turned over. So Kaysen was like, okay, well, you know, this nigga turned over. He not touching my mama no more. We good. He get off the bed, go play with his toys. Mose turned around, gets back cozy with me. Kaysen comes back and just let this nigga have it all the way, biting him, like beating his hand off of me, like crying, just going at, like, he laid in between us. Like, he's not having that. So I'm like, damn, if he does this to his dad, I can imagine if another nigga tried to come along and, like, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
And he's only one, remind y'all that.
Ain't nothing
going to
happen.
Kids
are going to be a smart baby. What'd
you say? Kids
are
going to
be
one
smart baby. Well,
yeah, he is.
To throw a temper tantrum. Because his daddy
cut his mouth. When I wanted my kids to be cock blockers, they didn't want to. But when I wanted some, that's when the motherfuckers wanted to block me from getting this.
Girl, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, there's been times, like, you know, when he was really little, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would be doing and everything like that, trying to be quiet and shit. This nigga would pop up and just, like, we'd look and be like, is he up? And this nigga just staring at us in the dark. We're like, oh, hell no. Now if a slow song come on, like, you know, he grinding. And he was running around today, and I have a picture to prove it. Running around, he took his diaper off and was chasing, like, my nieces and cousins, who are all girls, in the living room with his weenie out, and he was holding it. I have a picture.
Oh my God.
I have a picture.
My brother used to do that shit when he was little. Rip off his clothes and his diapers and just run around laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Look, look. I'm like, you nasty little bastard.
That's who I'm saying. He's going to be fucking at 5.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yes, he is. Shit.
Oh, no, he's not. Because let me tell you.
Now he's going to be fucking at
3. Boy. Yeah, I'm so free. So,
I mean, he kind of packing. He packing already. Like, I ain't going to lie.
A girl. Then he going to have girls ride his face at the age of 10. At the
Please
age
do not say that. Stop. Stop. Not my baby. No. You better not say this.
Girl,
stop it. Not my child. Like,
I'm gonna be
one of them moms. As soon as he come home and be like, oh, mommy, I have a girlfriend, or I like this girl at school. Mm-hmm. We'll have her fill out an application. Yeah. We'll email her back when we get a chance.
Whatever.
Like, with my son.
In the Burger King bathroom.
What'd you say?
He going to be fucking in the Burger King bathroom.
Nah. My son's going to have more respect for women and more respect for himself because I'm going to let him know how the game goes. He's going to know what's up.
Girl,
I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to do what he want to do regardless, but as long as he's safe. As long as he's safe.
You can let him know all the hell you want to. I got 3 boys, been there, done that. Somewhere along the line, them motherfuckers going to get, like, twisted, and they going to do whatever the fuck they want to do. They gonna
so, yeah, I mean, that's in general.
And he going to be in the bathroom, fucking. Then he going to go to the chick house, and she going to sit on his face.
Oh, God.
I mean, For one, I'm be honest, a Burger King bathroom, that's not a good place to fuck considering the fact that the bathroom's always right by the kitchen. And sometimes their bathrooms are not always open just to the public like that. You have to get a key. So he'll probably be smart enough to know.
It must be a Texas thing. It depends on where you're at.
Well, yeah, but regardless of the fact, he's going to do what he want to do regardless. Yes, that's the truth. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to hopefully teach him to have better respect for himself than to do that. I mean, when you grown and shit like that, okay, you might want excitement, but when you're a little kid, I mean, hey.
Man, kids these days are ratchet as fuck.
Yeah, but I'm not their mother, so.
Man, when
I mean,
kids
get hey.
Home, it's a different story.
I guess so. I mean, I feel like sometimes if a lot of people have more respect for themselves and respect for other people, they wouldn't do things like that. So hopefully I can just wish and hope for the best, but
Yes,
at the end
that's
of the day.
Hate homeschool your child, because when you send your kids to public school, them motherfuckers get to talking with other kids, and they get to start sharing stories. And
yeah, I'm not going homeschool my child.
Back home asking you questions, like, Mom, what is this?
Yeah.
What is that? You're going to be like, where the hell you get that from? Oh, me and my friends are talking. Oh, shit.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, I don't believe in homeschooling your kids to hide them from society. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that's why a lot of people end up in fucked up situations, because parents don't keep shit real with them and let them know what the fuck is going on. Instead of teaching your son or kids how to put on a condom, we tell them don't have sex. That's it. That's not realistic. They're going to fuck. So teach them how to fuck and teach them how to protect themselves while they're fucking and have a safe fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just it. A lot of people, you know, rather hide shit from their kids. And when the kid actually find out shit, it's already too late. And I don't want my son to be like that. I feel like if your child is old enough to ask you the question, they're old enough to know the fucking answer.
Right. My mama was just like that. Just like that.
I mean,
I asked what his penis was, what his sex and all that, and she told me straight up. And I asked her where I came from, she came from her vagina. And me and my mama had an argument. I said, no, I came out of your belly. But she's like, no, you came out of this. And she pointed, and I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe this answer. I'm for real. Like, she was realistic with me. She was real with me about the movements of the birds and the bees.
And that's the truth. Like, when we had health, I was in the ninth grade, we had health, I could say at least 50% of the guys in that class thought babies came out of a woman's asshole. And, like, majority of the girls didn't realize that women had three holes, a piss hole, a sex hole, and an asshole.
Yeah,
like, they thought your piss hole and your sex hole is the same hole.
Same thing. No, it's not.
Like, how do you think that? How do you not know your own body? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why are you just now finding out what your body is and shit like that, and you're in the ninth grade? Bitch, you already got a period. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and not too long ago, just at work a couple months ago, like, this lady was telling me her and her husband, like, she's trying to get pregnant and stuff like that. I said, well, that's great, you know. She was like, yeah, but only thing is I haven't had a period in such and such. I'm like, well, if you haven't had a period, then obviously you're not ovulating. So how the fuck are you going to get pregnant? And she was like, what? And I had to explain to her the whole situation. You a grown-ass woman. You don't know how this shit works.
Oh, my God, how you not know your...
But you trying to have a kid and you don't know your body?
Right.
I was like, if you're not having a period, then you're obviously not making eggs, so... You're not going to get pregnant. You need to go to your pussy doctor and figure out what the fuck is going on.
But, you know,
right.
That's like some mothers tell their daughters that if they suck dick and swallow the nut, they get pregnant. And, you know?
That's just like saying, you know, when you eat a watermelon seed, you grow a watermelon tree in your belly.
A watermelon grows.
Yeah. And, I mean, grown-ass people still think if you swallow gum, the gum stays in your systems for 7 years. That's not true.
No,
you shit
no,
it right out. You shit it right out, just like everything else. It may hurt.
Actually,
it may be a little harder to pass, but it don't stay in your system for no 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, I mean, there's no use for people being stupid and ignorant these days. You have Google, you know what I'm saying? You have ask.com. We have all sorts of doctors, physicians, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't fucking know, read a fucking book.
I thought you said ass.com. I'm like, ooh, where that at?
I'm sure that exists too. You know, we got xvideos.com. You know what I'm saying? We got Pornhub. We got
Spank Wire.
Oh,
you got what? Dick Wire. Dick Wire?
No, Spank. Like, you spanking somebody? Spank Wire.
Spank Wire? I've never heard of that. Is there a lot of spanking?
No, it's just another website.
Oh, I like getting my ass spanked.
Me too.
hold on for a second, guys. For everybody that's listening that's wanting to know what happened to Dylon, Dylon had a flight that he was catching, and he had a concert that he had to do tonight in Ohio. As soon as he touched down, he called in, and he didn't have enough time. So So we rescheduled for next Tuesday. So he kicked it a little bit, but next Tuesday I have him for the whole show all to myself. You guys can go back and listen to the archives where he called in, and because he didn't do the show tonight, I'm getting a T-shirt with some Jamaican dick juice on. I'm just like,
Jamaican Jamba juice.
He did call in for like 5 minutes, and we rescheduled on air. And we're going to turn it up next week. And then I get to give him another nickname, because the last time he was on the show, he got the nickname of Paymaster. And his girlfriend even calls him Paymaster now, because, you know, men pay for poop.
Pain, like ouch pain.
Huh?
You said pain, like an ouch pain?
No, pain.
No, paying, like spending money, paying.
Yeah, I'm cashing out.
Oh, okay.
Big Crip does. Like, Big Crip and, well, no, not Big Crip, but Shadow Loke, you know, Brooklyn niggas pay for pussy. I'm going to get a text message in about 2 minutes from Big Crip that's like, look, Sean, Brooklyn niggas don't pay for pussy. I done told you that. Right.
Hell yeah, nigga was pissed off at you.
Oh, wait, hold on. Dahlia.
Huh?
Part. Man, Dragon is the rapper. I'm the gangbanger.
Right.
Wow. And then that's when Hollow was like, I'm neutral. But that nigga was in the chat room, Crenshaw in it. All this red saluting shit or whatever, but then you gonna let Big Crip change your mind. What the hell?
Girl, I can't do people.
That's your answer.
I cannot do some of these people.
I got a phone call. I told you I got woke up at 3:30 in the morning about that, because he was like, yo, I know I'm not crazy, but wasn't that nigga on another interview the week before? True Whoop? Like, yeah.
See, that ain't even. I'm sorry. I mean, see, my thing is, you know, you switch like that, you get your ass beat. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. Come on now. Like,
but I mean, think about it. I mean, he wrong for that, but Big Crip is an intimidating motherfucker, because he's my daughter's friend on Facebook, and my daughter's like, yo, ma, that's a big-ass nigga.
But that's the thing, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to change, you know, I'm not into changing who I am for some other shit. Like, I don't care who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga's cool as fuck, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I told him straight up, you know, I fuck with Red. Did that nigga be like, oh, well, fuck you. That just comes with it. You never know how somebody going to react to that. But that comes with it. If you not ready to take that on, then you ain't ready to claim shit. You know, like, come on now.
He's an internet blood. Let's just...
Well.
Internet gangster. Gonna be
that nigga needs to get his shit together and get his life right, because that's not what that is. You can't do that.
You can't do that shit in real life, because you bound to get me 6 feet under.
Or even on the internet. Niggas will find out. Just how somebody just so happened to be listening to both shows, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you never know who's listening. You never know who's around.
Right.
You never know how shit spreads. So for you to just be doing some false shit like that will get you fucked up, and it will get you murked. Like, quick. The streets do not play. The streets talk. They don't say that shit for no reason. The streets talk. And that's it. It'll just be, I mean, once you dead, it'll be another nigga gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing to look into.
Right. Exactly.
You just be another nigga that just got offed. You can't do shit like that. I'd rather say I don't bang than to sit there and be hopping. Like, what the fuck you think this is? This is not Sonic. You don't car hop like that. You know, like.
That's what happened with Baby and Lil Wayne?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
that's exactly what happened, but...
But then again, you know what I'm saying? They kissed each other, so...
Yeah.
And then he tried to clarify by saying, you know, this is my dad. First of all, that's not your real dad. Second of all, there are plenty of real men who don't kiss their real dads on the lips.
Hell no.
Come on now.
Hell.
Come on. Like, what the fuck? That's not okay. I don't know what made them just be like, oh, my God, we're having such an amazing moment right now. I'm going to kiss another nigga on the lips, and this shit going to be cool.
I'm going to kiss my sons on the lips.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who? I mean, to me, that's just, that's a bit
that's
much.
That's
not a little bit. That's a lot of bit much. And then they be like, let me tell y'all, do y'all, I mean, these niggas is always talking about swag, swag, swag. Do y'all know what swag stands for? Do you know what swag originated? It originated back in the 60s. Huh?
You said swag?
The word swag.
Oh.
Yes, the origins. It originated back in the 60s. There was like a little secret society, and they were called SWAG. And it stood for secretly, we are gay. A lot of people don't fucking know that. And all these niggas is walking around talking about, yeah, my swag this, my swag that. And you wearing tight pants. Because I noticed tight pants niggas is always hollering swag.
Maybe they know what it means, though. Because a lot of them motherfuckers is undercover gay. Maybe they know what it means. And just
maybe they do. But you
know
what? Some of these are the same motherfuckers that be having typos on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they don't have the willpower. Maybe they're not even smart enough to realize that they're stupid.
There's a lot of dudes that I went to high school with that used to be on a football team and shit. I go to gay clubs, and I see these same fools. Same fools that I used to go to high school with back in 2008. 3 years later, I see their gay asses.
And they be the same ones who be fucking all the girls.
Yes, right. And showing they have their pants down like a little punk and everything.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I knew you was gay. You can't fool no goddamn body.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. To me, like, I don't know. There are certain things that you can't do to me without me looking like, yeah, you fruity. Like, if a nigga laugh and his tongue is out his mouth, that mean he eat ass.
Oh, God.
Really?
If he laugh and he like, and your tongue is out, I'm just going to be like, okay, somebody was rubbing their booty cheeks on your ass last night.
But don't whatchamacallit, don't allow, but my thing is, a lot of these rappers that wear skinny legs, that are affiliated
skinny
with the Illuminati, skinny jeans, skinny whatever, that are affiliated with Illuminati, one of the things is you have to commit a sexual act and it's recorded in case you decide you want to get out. That's their leverage over you on top of making your blood sacrifice. So, like I said, most of these motherfuckers that has had some skyrocketing success in the skinny jeans are already booty banded.
Yeah, and I mean, like, some of these rappers, and this is what I've come to the conclusion of, like, rappers like, I don't know, just, like, whack rappers that get so much fame, and it's like, what are you fucking people even talking about in your music? Soulja Boy, Lil B, like, and Lil B, you from the Bay Area, fool, like, and you be doing that stupid shit, and that's that shit I don't like.
Ooh.
Like, did you steal 50 Tyson's? Did you steal 50 Tyson's like his rap style or what? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I listen to Lil B's music and I get confused and it depresses me. It does not put me in a happy place because I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, like, I know the Bay Area. You know, we say shit like, oh, that's stupid, that's dumb. You know, go stupid, go dumb. We say shit like that, but. Like, we say get retarded and shit, but that is just, like, I need a check every month type shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I seen one video and he had earrings on that were bigger than mine. Talking about, I get these bitches.
He do.
I'm a god. I'm like, oh my god, I had to turn it off. And
he do. Like, first off, I'm not about to call nobody god, god of anything.
Right.
I don't even call Jay-Z Hova. Like, you are not. No,
exactly.
You're not Hova. I'm sorry, you're not. All these rappers, they compare themselves to God in their music, and that shit is not okay.
Exactly.
It's not. Like, I don't care if
what's
it sounds cool or if it rhymes.
Who's not a rapper?
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, these rappers compare themselves to God and everything like that. When was God a rapper?
I don't know. You tell me.
I've read the Bible from front to close, and once did I see Jesus or God or the Holy Spirit spitting 8 bars, 12 bars, or 16 bars. I mean, maybe I missed something. Maybe somebody can, like, help me or whatever. But have y'all seen, like, okay, you know, a lot of people are talking about Murphy, Kanye, Big Sean, Pusha T, 2 Chainz. And in the beginning of it, when the chick is saying something, it's some Illuminati stuff.
No, they saying that they was reading something off the scripture saying non-teeth and something off of, I think it was Matthews. I think it's in the book of Matthews. And then I know what you're talking about. I actually, like, listened to it, and it didn't sound nothing at all like that. Because I'm like, I was like, what are they talking about? They saying they were trying to compare him as he was the second coming. Like, he's God, and he's second coming in the rap game, like,
wait,
taking Jay-Z? Over. I'm like, what the hell?
Jay-Z?
No.
Huh?
Who?
What'd you say?
You're talking about Kanye, right?
Oh,
yeah,
you're talking about Kanye? Okay.
Yeah,
and I was not okay with him trying to get his CD cover posing like Jesus or whatever. Like, that was not okay to me. First off, because number one, Tupac did it, so why would you try to redo it? And second, it's just not okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, like, his, I don't know, their music, like, if you listen to their music, it just sounds demonic. Like, I don't know. It's just ever since Jay-Z started doing music after, I'm trying to think what song it was. I think it was On to the Next One, that first. Like, when I heard it, I didn't feel right listening to it. I just got, like, a bad feeling.
Like, yeah, like, the
like, it just felt weird. And then when Kanye first came out, I was like, I don't like these people's music. It just don't feel right. Something ain't right with them. You know how, like, you could just have a strong feeling about somebody or about something, and you don't know what it is, but you just know, like, first instinct.
You're not going to mess with it?
Yeah, I don't fuck with them. Like, one time, I was walking through Walmart, and there was this guy. He looked like just a normal, regular guy. He walked past me, and, like, all of a sudden, like, my body just felt so heavy, and, like, I just got a crazy fucking feeling. Like, people carry weird baggage. That's the thing. You don't know what people fucking carry. You don't know what other baggage people carry, and I just can't fuck with Jay-Z or Kanye. I can't.
Yeah. Then if you, like, really into God, you notice a lot. Like, your eyes will be
wide open.
Like, oh, my gosh. It is so crazy. I used to listen to Kanye, like, when he first came out, I started listening to him. But then, like, his second CDs just started getting whacker. And, well, I'm like, I can't listen to Kanye like I used to anymore.
And then you just act too proud. Like, you could
tell
who has that attitude, like, no matter what I do or no matter what I say, I'm still going to be on top. And Kanye, out of everybody, has that mentality.
Right.
He has that mentality. He came out like he was just hot shit, and we were like, who the fuck are you? Like, like, I was walking through the airport through Vegas, and it wasn't too far, like, after, All-Star Weekend, And, I did a double take. This was before he was really anybody's. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had, you know, he was more so underground at the time. And I just kind of, looked like I see him somewhere, but I don't know where. But I don't, maybe I know him, maybe I don't. And I just kind of did a double take. And he was like, yeah, it's me. And I was like, who the fuck are you? And I kept walking. And it didn't occur to me, I was like, okay, I thought maybe I knew you, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? But, who does that? You know what I'm saying? If somebody was looking at me like that, I'd be like, is there something wrong? Or I wouldn't just be like, yeah, it's me. Obviously, I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know. I just don't like people like that. I don't like people who are too proud. You ain't shit. You came out of a pussy just like everybody else. You're not hot shit. You're nobody. All these people who think, oh, I got such and such followers on Twitter. Oh, that makes you a good person? That makes you cool? Oh, all right. Let's see how many of these followers will fucking help you if you were stuck in a situation. People let the dumbest shit go to their head. Okay, you took a couple pictures. You're a model now? That's what's up. Come on. You paid these people to take pictures of you, not the other way around. Let's get that straight, first of all.
I thought it was the other way around, too.
But yeah, that's why when people ask me, don't get me wrong. People ask me to do stuff for their portfolios and shit like that, and I have got paid for some stuff. But when people ask me, oh, are you a model? Now I just be like, no, I do some picture taking. You know what I'm saying? I don't walk around and be like, yeah, I'm a model. Yeah, okay. I'm a fucking model. You know what I'm saying? I'm an actress. I don't do that. That's just crazy to me. People, you're nobody. You're a model, yet you're taking a picture of yourself with your cell phone in the mirror. Okay, you're cool.
Right.
I don't know.
A model. She's doing a good job. That's a real model. She can brag and say that she's a model because she does get paid.
Right.
She be giving me stuff. She be giving me a little change on the side to help her out and stuff. But all these, I can't stand when people do that. They say that they're a model. Most of the time, your ass is ugly anyway.
Yeah. The only time I would ever feel good enough to say I'm a model if I was a fucking supermodel. You know what I'm saying? Them bitches be on runway and stuff. My ass is too fat for that. The shit that they wear, probably couldn't get over my fucking thighs. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not about to work out to get down to that size because they don't have anything. I like my ass. You know what I'm saying? When they fucking, what do you have to squeeze? What does the guy grab onto? Bare bone?
These bitches need meat on their body.
To the point where if he's hitting it from the back, he's trying to smack your ass and miss, that's not okay.
He might break something fucking with you.
Exactly. They look hungry. That's why they be walking so fast down the runway because they be trying to get to their next meal.
Y'all are so crazy.
they be like, fuck, all right. You walk down the fucking aisle. I'm hungry. I gotta hurry up or I pass out. And then, that's why they always be sleeping and because they be hungry, y'all. That's who we need to be sending money to, our models, our supermodels. We need to send money to them so that they can eat. Maybe a penny a day or... Look, even Tyler said fuck that shit.
Y'all are so silly. We have gone over and I have got hella work to do. I'm not fucking with y'all tonight. I'm going to cover the model. So go ahead and save up y'all pennies and send them this way.
Right.
I need to invest in a booty. So I need to eat more bread.
You better. Oh, I was about to say, bitch, you better not think about no surgery.
What?
I was about to say. You say invest in a booty.
Before I do that, I'll go anal all day, every day.
You need to be on my diet. It's called a seafood diet. When you see food, you eat it. That's it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, well, I didn't make a cake this week, but it's still early.
Just come to the child. We'll fatten your ass up.
Huh?
I said just come to the
south. We'll set you up, I promise you.
I'm coming.
Okay.
On Friday night, we're going to have global gangsters from Chicago, and these are some shit-talking niggas. Boy, one dude
shot tan.
His dick is so big that he knocks the ink off tattoos.
What the fuck?
Oh. I'm going to need proof for that one.
Girl,
I ain't got no tattoos, so.
Girl, you already know. He knocked the ink off this one on my hip. He a good one.
Mm.
He a damn good one. He might be one of these because I might have to marry.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn. Well, I'm going to need proof, so. Just to make sure it's safe and to make sure, you know, people are not giving themselves bragging rights that they don't deserve,
have,
you know.
Yeah.
Simply for those reasons and those reasons only, of course.
Of course. Of course. So we will be back Friday night, 9:30 to 11:30 with Global Gangsters, and next Tuesday we'll be back with Dylan, and next Friday, I don't know who the hell we're going to have. Anything is possible. DJ Marv Go Hard wants Case Dallas, so, you know, we're going to see if we can get hands up, get low, or whatever. So... If not, I'll be gonna found me a porn star.
Hey, I got Ooh. One on Twitter. I have a porn star on my Twitter.
Man, I'm
okay.
a porn addict, so.
Male or
yeah.
female?
She's female.
What she look like? Because I fucked around there and invited a porn star on the show, seen her body, but then when I seen her face, I'm like, I hope she forgets that I invited her on the show.
She's pretty. She's cute. She's a cutie.
Okay, who the fuck you trying to convince, me or you?
What do you mean? I mean, I can't be like, dang, she bad. Like, you know, she's cute. I don't comment on a lot of girls as far as whether they're pretty or not. Like, she's cute. She's, huh?
Okay, because sometimes when I pause, it's like I'm trying to convince myself to say the right thing.
Well, because I was trying to stop and think, like, and really remember, because I had a conversation with her a while back. So I was actually trying to think about it and give you a 100% answer.
Oh, yeah, we can most definitely get a female porn star. Then I would like to find a male porn star because I want to know how many...
Wait, there's this other porn star. Her name is Keiki that I have on Twitter. She follows me, and she has the longest tongue ever.
You need to
go look her up, Jock. She has a long tongue, like, to the point where I don't, like... she could probably eat her own ass if she wanted to. Like, her tongue is so long.
Oh, God.
She has the longest tongue. I'm gonna find her on Twitter and then I'm gonna add both of y'all because she always has
you
pictures
got a
of her
Gene
tongue.
Simmons tongue.
She got what?
She got a Gene Simmons tongue.
Girl, that cow tongue.
That yeah hell yeah like
it, okay in her Abby it's her tongue out and her tongue like almost goes past her cleavage like I just have to show
Jesus.
Y'all and it's fat too. I'd have to find it.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
well,
it's scary.
Work on that, and I'm going to end the show so I can get to work because I have to go to work in the morning, and I have to do a vlog for my brother, and then I have to send some shit over. My life is never dull at the end of the night. During the day, it gets kind of boring, but, you know. I love you guys. And
we love you.
Love you.
And y'all have fun. And I'll be up online, so let's play on Twitter.
Yay! Okay, I'm going to find all these creepy people I was talking about. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.